Hello, everyone. Welcome to Thank You Source, a podcast on emotional wellness, spiritual growth, and self-empowerment. That is yet again my dog in the background, if you can hear him. Today, I would like to talk about body image. I know that this is a more sensitive topic, so I do want to offer a trigger warning for anyone who might be really sensitive to this subject. But for those of you who do struggle with body image, I want to share with you my journey with it, how I've healed it, how I shift my perspective on my body, and how hopefully you can too with the tools that I provide. Let's get into it. So I've struggled with body image issues or body dysmorphia since as early as I can remember. It was really ingrained in me to believe that your appearance is everything. Especially as a female, your beauty really did determine your worth, and I took that to heart, and I brought that with me throughout my childhood and into my adult life. And I'm 28, and I've really only gotten a good grasp on it. And so if you're still struggling with this, I just want you to know that it does take time to unlearn everything that we've learned about our worthiness, and that I'm here with you in solidarity working through this myself. But what really helped me shift out of this within the last year and a half was being with my boyfriend. I've been with him for that long, and it's really made me step into my shadow work, and I've intentionally stepped into it. And something that I didn't realize was actually so ingrained in it was my body image, and was comparison and jealousy. Actually, that was something that I discovered about myself that was deep within my shadow, that I am a jealous person. And at first, that was like really disgusting to find out about myself. I was really grossed out, really like just there was so much shame around the feeling of jealousy. You know, it wasn't cute to feel that way. And so I denied that part of myself for a very long time, until I dove into my shadow and saw that a part of it is jealous. And I've done this exercise where you step in front of a mirror and you out your shadow to yourself. And so you'll say, for me, if it was jealousy, I'll say, "I'm so jealous. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. Blah, blah, blah. I'm jealous." And so you say it over and over and over again until it feels like you're just saying, like, the sky is blue and the grass is green. So it will first have so much emotional charge to it. Like, it was difficult for me to say it at first, because then I had to admit to myself that I experienced an emotion that was like very shameful for me. And but as you continue saying it, you start to lose the weight and the gravity of that word and of that feeling. It starts to lose its power over you. And by the end, I was laughing at it, basically. I was like, that's so ridiculous. Like, I'm jealous. Like, ha ha ha. It was a major shift in the energy of it having power over me versus me having power over it. And it's not that you're now claiming this as yourself, but what you're doing is integrating it into your being, into yourself as a human. As a human, you cannot be perfect. You're going to have things that are unappealing about yourself. You know, it's not appealing to have a part of my psyche be jealous. You know, no one likes that. No one wants to be jealous, particularly me, because I shoved it down into my shadow for so long. But with integrating it, I've been able to accept that I am a whole human, and that I'm not perfect, and that there are certain parts of myself that are less than appealing. And so by giving myself permission to feel jealousy and to be like, yeah, I recognize this within myself, I can have tendencies to compare and to be jealous, it immediately lost its power over me. And anytime I would like come across a point where I would experience comparison or jealousy, it no longer had a strong hold over me. I was like, oh yeah, that's just like her. That's just a part of my shadow. That's just, she's just active right now. It's cool. She'll go to sleep later, you know, just kind of like almost humanizing that part of yourself and giving her right to have a tantrum, have a right to exist, giving her space at the table to like present herself, and then just being like, okay, all right, your time is done. You can feel jealous for like 5 minutes and then move on. And so allowing myself to feel those emotions or to experience those aspects of myself without all that shame was really powerful in shifting my perspective of having someone hold that power over me and being like more beautiful or whatever. Speaking of power, something else I did to shift my perspective was anyone who I put on a pedestal, I quickly took them off their pedestal. So pretty women who I deemed to be superior to me, I remembered that they still have challenges. Just because they look perfect on the outside doesn't mean that their life is perfect. Remembering that I don't need to be jealous of someone because I have no idea what's going on behind the scenes or what's going on in their head. They could have a totally chaotic life and I would rather choose my life over theirs, but they just look prettier than me. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder anyways. Like, who says that they are prettier than me? It was just this idea in my head that I thought that they were, and I was putting them on this pedestal that put them above me. So I had to quickly take them off that pedestal and remember that they're human too, that we're on the same level, and just because they're pretty doesn't mean that they're a threat and that they're going to take away something that I care about. And I also had to take my boyfriend off the pedestal. He's not perfect. He's got his own things going on. And I had to remember that I am not going to put his preferences or anything above the person that I am. And so I really had to take him off the pedestal, remember that everybody's human, nobody is perfect, and I can't keep letting this fear of abandonment or letting people have power over me, because that's just not conducive to my growth and my well-being. So I had done all this shadow work and I felt really good about myself. I felt a lot more secure and the universe was testing me. So my partner and I, we went out to like a company dinner and I felt really good about myself. I felt really connected to him. I felt like just more secure. I even said to myself, like, wow, I think that this is like what it feels like to be in a secure relationship. Like, I'm starting to understand, like, I think I'm getting the hang of it. And I left feeling really good throughout the whole thing. It was fine. And then 2:30 in the morning, I wake up with so much anxiety. I'm like, the huge fear of abandonment came in like a tidal wave and I couldn't go back to sleep. I was crying. My heart was beating so fast. And I'm just like, I just got bulldozed by this feeling. And so I went to the bathroom. I was crying. And I just remember thinking like, and realizing, like, I have never felt good enough for them, good enough for any of my partners. Like, I've never felt like the right size. I've never felt like my hair color was the right way. I've never felt like my clothes were the right aesthetic or whatever it was. Like, I just never felt like I was good enough to stick around for. And so I thought to myself, like, when am I going to be good enough for them? And then all of a sudden, a voice inside of me said softly, "You're not meant to be good enough for him. You're meant to be good enough for you." And at that, I just started crying even more. And now it kind of, it's so obvious, but like when you're wrapped up in that vibration of lack and fear, like that simple statement from within can feel so profound. And so remembering that like I am not meant to be good enough for anybody else but myself was a really big realization for me. And then the very next day, I was reading 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Breonna Weist. It's a really good book. I highly recommend it. She was talking about the shadow, actually, and she was saying something along the lines of, if you see something within someone else that you hate, it's probably something that you can't see within yourself. So putting that into context, it was like me being jealous of other people for their beauty. It was because I couldn't see the beauty within myself. And it really made me sit back and think, like, if I am meant to up level and if I'm meant to really step into my authentic worth, it's safe for me to think that I'm beautiful. And not only is it safe for me to think of myself as attractive and confident, it's required. Like, if I am actually meant to step into my potential and my role and I really want to level up and heal, I'm required to think that I'm confident, because for the longest time, I didn't think that it was okay to be confident due to childhood wounds of I remember, like, I was in a class and I, like, said something along the lines of, like, yeah, I think I'm pretty or cute or whatever. And then, like, I was, like, in third grade or something, and someone was like, oh my God, that's so conceited of you. And ever since then, I had the wound that, like, if you want to fit in around here, like, you can't think that you're attractive. You can't think that you're pretty. And being confident in your appearance was not cool around here. And so I really had to shift that memory and know that, like, that's not the truth anymore, that in order for me to truly step into my role and my potential, I am required to embody confidence and step into a place where I do feel comfortable with my appearance and that it's safe to. So some time went on after all of these realizations, and I was starting to get messages of leaning more into my ancestry and looking into where I've come from. And Alice is my grandmother's name, and so I hold her energy, and she also has my birthday, so I hold a lot of energy from my ancestors. It was my mother's mother whose name I have, and I really hold very dearly to my heart this name and this energy, and I do everything I can to respect everything that my parents and my ancestors have gone through to be able to give me this life of privilege that I have. And so I realized that I'm so proud of where I come from. Why am I not proud of my body? Because when I look in the mirror, I'm not actually looking at myself. I'm looking at my mother. I'm looking at my father. I'm looking at all the people who came before me who gave me this body. It's not even my body. This body has been sent down to me over generation after generation, and I am an accumulation and a sum of my ancestors. And for me to not respect this body is a disrespect to them. And this was so mind-blowing for me to, like, come to this realization as well. And I'm so proud of where I come from. I come from a Middle Eastern family, and I'm first generation born American, and I'm just, like, so grateful for the privileges that I have in my life. And it's because of the hardships and everything that my family has gone through before me. And if I can recognize that, why can't I recognize the wisdom that lies within these bones and between each atom of my body and each cell of my body? So realizing that my ancestors are within me, and that when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm not looking at me. I'm looking at everybody who came before me, helped me step outside of myself, and it helped me separate my ego from this body and being so attached to what I think it should look like based off of American ideals of beauty, and leaning into the power of my ancestry and the wisdom that my body holds. I eventually realized that I was no longer going to tolerate the disrespect that I was giving to myself. If I'm not tolerating disrespect from anyone outside of me, my partner, my family, my job, like, I'm setting strong boundaries with the people around me. Why am I allowing disrespect within myself? And so it really made me reflect on how I'm showing up for myself and how I felt like I was being disrespectful. And I'm not putting this word disrespect as a way to shame myself out of not hating my body. It was more of a snap out of it. Like, I needed to give myself a little bit of tough love to be able to be like, oh shit, you're right, dude. Like, there's literally so much more beauty in this life than just worrying about what you freaking look like. And that was just honestly, that fact that there's more to life than what you look like has been a really difficult thing for me, which I know sounds so shallow. And there is a part of me that still feels shameful that I like experienced this and that I was so wrapped up in my body image. And it did feel like an obsession and slightly of like an addiction of keeping myself stuck and small and this self-sabotaging pattern that I experienced. But I did experience it. And there's a reason why I'm sharing it. And it's because I know that there are a lot of women out there who also struggle with body image, even to some degree. And by sharing this message, hopefully you can gain some perspective on it and hopefully shift it. But after I set a strong boundary with myself that I will no longer tolerate disrespect within myself, that's when I was able to shift my perspective. You have to kind of be fed up with your own bullshit at a certain point, and you just have to see things from a broader point of view and really getting down to the root of what actually matters to you. And so when I started asking myself questions like, what is actually going to make me happy today? How am I going to actually enjoy my life? And how can I step into joy and freedom and self-expression and movement? How can I really feel good in this body today? How can I experience joy? That's when I started shifting my perspective away from the superficiality of appearances and how I looked into just like increasing the quality of my life and increasing my connections and my knowledge, my education. And that's when I feel like I was really able to step up into this role.
The last thing I want to say about setting boundaries is make sure that your social media feed is curated to helping you heal. If you're consuming content that is constantly triggering, you're never going to activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest part of your nervous system, and make your body and mind feel safe enough to relax and heal this part of you. So something that I did, I created a completely separate Instagram account where I don't follow any of my friends, none of my family, no one. Only the thing that I follow is things that I want to learn from and grow from. So I follow like astrology things, psychology, self-help, spirituality. I'll follow like marketing and business, people who help me expand my worldview. I'll follow traveling, like in cat and dog videos, you know, like it's just things that I actually want to see. And on my feed are related posts and people who the algorithm like suggests me to follow. But I'm not looking at anybody from my past. I'm not looking at anybody's life that I know. And I still have access to it. Like, you can just very quickly switch from one to the other. And if I ever feel like I want to just be like, I just want to pop in on people's lives and just see what they're up to, I will literally be on that page for like 5-10 minutes. And then I'll go back to my other page because it just feels like such a more safer environment for me to exist online. I don't feel constantly triggered. I don't feel like jealousy come up or comparison. There will sometimes be, you know, like reels or something of certain posts that do trigger me that the algorithm tries to suggest me. And I'll just say like, hey, I'm not interested in this. And it won't suggest those reels and images as much. So just curating what you consume, not only on social media, but the people you engage with, the conversations you have, the music you listen to, and the movies you watch, all play a role in your ability to heal this part of yourself. So that's something that I did, and hopefully can help you too.
That is everything for this episode on body image. I want to be very clear that I am still healing this part of myself. I still get triggered. I still have moments of doubt and,
you know, questioning my self-worth based on my body image. And so this is probably not the last time that I will bring it up, but these are a lot of the tools that have really helped me shift my perspective, helped me heal, and create a better relationship with my body. And so I totally get it, girl. I'm with you. We're doing this thing together. And stick around if you want more support and find this helpful. So thank you so much for listening, for showing up for yourself, and taking a breath and letting yourself know that you are inherently worthy. You are so loved, and your worth is so much more than your body image. All right. Well, that is everything. Thank you again. I love you so much. And with that, I say thank you, Source.